Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rus Victoria Bastila Ravida and Chaya Viva Bastila Sultana, Besoch Sha'ar Choli Israel. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Adaf Nivov, but Aleph says, Gufa, Chavam or David Kibal David Lashon Hara. Rav said that David accepted Lashon Hara. Chsiva Yoimir Loi Amelech, Eforu. ויאמר ציבה למלך הנה הוא בייס מוכיר בן עמיאל בלוי דבר. It's written and the king said to him, to ציבה, where is he? Where is Mephibosheth? And ציבה said to the king, behold, he's in the house of מוכיר בן עמיאל in לו דבר. After David's monarchy was established, the king sought out the descendants of Shaul in order to honor them for the sake of his covenant with the son of Shaul, Yonasan. David discovered that there was a servant from the house of Shaul named Ziva, who told David that one son of Yonasan, Mephibosheth, was still alive. So the pasuk says, Beloi Dover with a Vav. The Gemara's Darshaning says, Rashi, as it was written, Beloi Dover with an Aleph. In other words, he's telling David that Ziva doesn't have any Torah knowledge. Rashi b'loy davar, einu chacham b'toyrah. He's not a chacham in Torah. That was the Lashon Hara. Uksiva yishlach ha-melech v'yikachem v'yis mocher ben amil miloy davar. And it's written in the next pasuk, and the king sent and took him from Mephibosheth from the house of Mocher ben amil from lo davar. So, the pasuk says Milo Dover with a Vav. But here again, the Gemara expounds and says Milo Dover with an Aleph. So, Miloi Miloshon Malay, filled. That he found, as Rashi says, that he was filled with Torah. Vumitzao Miloi Dover v'chocham b'toylah. He found him filled with things, and he was a chacham in Torah. So Rav asks, "Michti chazi d'shikur." David saw that Ziba was lying about Mephibosheth. Keder al shenavalei, my time of kibbutz. When Ziba slandered again Mephibosheth, why did David accept the report from him? Chziv, as it says, "Ve'omer Melech ve'aye ben Adonech ve'omer Ziba l'Melech in Yosheb Yishlam." It's written concerning the time Ziba brought supplies to David. Was running away from Avshalom, and the king said to Ziba, where is the son of your master? And Ziba said, in other words, where is Mephibosheth? And Ziba said to the king, behold, he's in Yerushalayim, for he has said, hey, today the house of Israel will restore to me the kingdom of my father. So that's like he's trying to usurp the throne. He's rebelling. That's what Ziba said about Mephibosheth. And how do we know, says the Gemara, that David accepted this Lashon Hara? As it says in the next pasuk, "Vayomer Hamelech, Hine Lecha Kochol Kol Asher LeMephibosheth, Vayomer Tziva Shtachavesi Emzachin Beinecha Aduni Hamelech." Behold, everything that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours. And Tziva said, "I prostrate myself. May I find favor in your eyes, my lord, the king." So you see that he was Mekabel Lashon Hara, and he gave to Ziva what belonged to Mephibosheth, because he accepted Lashon Hara that Ziva was going to, that Mephibosheth wanted to become king, that people are going to crown him king now that David is having all this trouble with Avshalom. So Ad Kan Midivrei Kodesho Shel HaGemara. And now we will go further, and we will explore the words of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Pe'er Yisrael v'Kedosha, Moran Rav Kuk Zatzal. Sifro HaKadosh v'Hagadol Ein Haya. Omer HaRav, Yisur Kabbalat Lashon HaRa, Levad Ma SheKilkulo Nera Barur, כשיוצא למעשה להפריד בין אחים ומכל שכן לרדוף אדם על חינם, הוא פועל על התכונה הנפשית להטיל חשד ואיבה על האנושיות, מתוך איזה מעשה או דיבור הנראה לדון לחובה. ובזה תגדל השקפת הרע בעולם בעיני האדם יותר ממה שהוא בעין ארוך. יכול לצאת משפט מעוקל על כל מהלך הדעות והמעשים. When the Yisr Kabbal Lashon Hara, besides the fact that you see clearly what terrible things come out of it, when it separates practically between brothers, and even more so when it causes one to pursue another person for naught, it acts upon human character to place suspicion and hatred on humanity. From a certain deed or speech that one can judge unfavorably. And with this, there will be an evil perspective of man on the world. And then this can have a bad effect, a negative effect, on all of one's midos and maisim. In other words, when one is makabel lashon hara, it causes a separation between people, and it also causes one to look negatively, to cast aspersions on others, on the world, and then you just become a negative person, you have a negative perspective on life, and it just impacts very, very deleteriously, negatively, harmfully, on one's midas and maisim. And when this happens to the king, to the one who inhabits the throne, this can place a blemish on the foundation of Chesed and Mishpat, which is the foundation of the king's throne. Because that's what God's throne is. God's throne is filled with Chesed and Mishpat. So to the king's throne is supposed to be Chesed and Mishpat. But when one is Mekabel Lashon Hara, then that's going to lead one not to have a kingship of Chesed and Mishpat. המצב המורה שעמד בו אז דוד בהיותו נרדף מהרעה שמתוך ביתו, אין פלא שגרם להטות מעט את השקפת האהבה ואימון לצד החשד והאיבה. The state of rebellion, the situation of rebellion that David was undergoing, that people were rebelling against him, even in his own home, his own family. So there's no wonder that this caused him to veer a little bit from the perspective of love and trust towards a perspective of suspicion and animosity. And that's also included in the punishment that David is suffering from. And when originally he wanted to do chesed with Mephibosheth, Siva, so to speak, put thorns in David's eyes, and he said that he's in Beis Machir B'loy Dover. What do you mean, loy davar? Lamed vav davar. Kolomar lo b'mikrav yoshev shama. Kim einav v'libo nesuim l'nenei politika. V'lo davar v'inyan b'zeh v'shifto shama. In other words, lo davar means he has a matter there. He has political reasons for being there. That's what it means, lo davar. Yesh lo davar sham. He has something, he has stuff going on over there. Therefore, you have to be suspicious. And therefore, it says, David took him from Lo Davar. In other words, they understood that he has suspicious stuff going on, that he's involved in politics. And they were suspicious of him and of his motives. And when afterwards he became Me'ochlei Shulchan HaMelech, afterwards he sat and he ate at the king's table, like all the sons of the king. So that's a sign that he was found to be pure. So you see from the Navi that he was Beseder Gamur. He wasn't trying to undermine David's kingdom. So So if that's true, Frakti Gemore, why afterwards, when there's a Halshana, why was he Makabel afterwards? Why was David Makabel afterwards? He saw he was Meshaker. So afterwards, when he was Malshin again, when Siva was Malshin on Mephibosheth, why was David Makabel? And then he gave Tziva what belonged to Mephibosheth. Ela shekodem shenitzraf legamrei kisei David al yidei tzlaotav v'romemut ni'imat zmirot v'hitalut hanefesh el moromei kodesh מוכרח הוא הדבר לשלמות המלכות שנמצאים כל הכוחות הנפשיים באוצר הגדול של נפש המלך וגם כוחות רעים לא ייתכנו להיות חסרים. So this is a big yisod. Before there is a complete purity of the kingship of David with all of his difficulties and the exalted pleasantness of his song with the elevation of his soul to the highest levels of holiness, it had to be for the perfection of the Malchus that he contains within him all of human emotion, all the kochos hanefesh of a person, and even kochos haroin. That's a mayor de gezach. In order to have shleimus, you need also kochos haroin. Because you have to serve Hashem with all of your kochos, even your kochos haroim. Mosdam shalemos akochot haroim v'ikarim, the foundation, the primary koach hara, is Kabbalah Lashon Hara. Ha'echsher liot mushpa al yidei ha'ara ra'a mera'ei adam v'netiyah la'abit al ha'olam ba'ein sokeret et ha'ra shebo. Zeho yisod v'kochot shel abirut v'kashiyut lev. When one is Makabel Lashon Hara, this prepares him to be impacted by evil comments from bad people. And it gives one an inclination, when one's Makabel Lashon Hara, to look at the world with an eye that seeks out the evil. And that is the foundation of the power of hardened heart. And only when they are purified and sweetened, רק כשהם נצרפים ונמתקים, הם מוציאים מקום הגון ומסודר בהנהגה. Only when they're sweetened and purified do they find a orderly place in one's behavior. But beforehand, they cause a lot of harm. אבל תרם צירופם הם לרועץ. אבל כל כך היא כוללת התרה של מלכות בית דוד. עד שהיא נמשלת לבריאה בכללה, שלא ייתכן שיחסר בה כללות והכוחות הרע. כשם שלא יחסר לה שום כוח טוב. ומכלות הכל תעמוד במלואה אחר כך על האושר והטוב. כי אין החודרת שהשקפות המראות שלה יהפכו לטובה, תהיה אחר כך הכרתה את הטוב המציאות. טוב המציאות, את אור האהבה והחסד במעלה יותר ברורה, רוממה ועליונה. המיעוטים מתרבים והפגימות מתמלות, כי ירח ייקון עולם ועד בשחק נאמן סלע. עטרת תפרת לעמוסי בטן. דוד מלך ישראל חי וקיים. The kingship of David is so all-encompassing, it has to encompass the good and the bad. So, and then it has to sweeten those bad midos. So, here's a midah of seeing the bad in creation, looking for what's evil, having this ayin sokeres, this eye that scans the world and finds the evil. And that has to be fixed. That has to be perfected. And how do you fix and perfect that? By using that same eye in order to see the good in the world. And that's going to be the tzeruf. That you have a very discerning eye. So beforehand it discerned the evil. Now it's going to discern the good. And then the Levana, King David's kingship is compared to a Levana, is compared to the moon. And then the moon will become complete when he uses these bad midas for the good. In other words, this Kabbalah's Lashon Hara comes from a place of stubbornness and of seeing the bad. And this can then be used in a good way. Being stubborn for good things. Using one's discerning eye to see the good. And then David's kingship will be filled with love and with chesed. And that's what it means in the pasuk. Ki areach yikon olam ve'eit b'shachak ne'aman selas, the moon established forever. An enduring witness in the sky forever. Pasuk in Tehillim. Ataris teferes. A glorious crown la'amusei baten. As Rashi explains, the Levana is a sign that the Jewish people are also going to be mischadesh. Amusei Baten is based on a pasuk. Ha'amusim mini baten, which is Yeshaya, Mem Vav, Gimel. And this means that when we and our Avos, the Shvatim, were in the stomach of the Imos in the base Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu there already loved us and made us great and set us aside to be his nation. And we are going already. Then he loved us. And Musim Mini Baten. And he is going in the future to be Mechadeshas. And then the Rav concludes, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kaim. In other words, the Rav is saying that Klal Yisrael, Malchus Yisrael, Malchus David is Lenetzach. In order to have a Nitzchus Tika Malchus, we need to have all the Midas. All the Midas, even Midas Raos. And these Midas Raos have to be Nimtok. They have to be sweetened and purified. And even this Midah be Makabal Lashon Hara, we have to take, go to the Shorish of the Midah and use it for the good. And it's a big Yisod in Divrei Arab, and it's incredible how from this Gemara, which seems so negative, David was Makabal Lashon Hara, we see, no, it's good. David is Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael needs this Koch of Kabbalah Lashon Hara, which just has to be purified and elevated and used for the good. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we will continue learning Mitzvah Arab. And this was Nifla, and it's Hashem. Belina, there are a lot more to come. Sof Tavara, Kol Nishma, Talakim Yirabet, Mitzvotav Shmor, Kizek, Kol Adam, Shalom, Shalom.